Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
When we were off the air for a good chunk of October, that was a 1-2 that I really wanted to open a show with, and finally my dreams have been realized. This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and what you heard there was Guided by Voices, A Salty Salute, and The Beatles, All My Loving. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying warm. It's going to be Thanksgiving soon, I think. Yeah, it probably is. Anyway, before we get into business, I just want to get into some new business, mainly that tomorrow is my brother Andrew's birthday, and happy birthday to him. And let's see, we're going to open up with the Rolling Stones.
Company. taking bets on Kentucky Derby Day. I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground.
This week we're playing songs by new artists that I'm very, very excited about, and that's one of them, Billy No Mates, Petrol Fumes. Billy No Mates is the working title for the project by Tor Marie, is a post-punk artist from Leicestershire, and she released her self-titled debut in 2020, and this is from the Emergency Telephone EP, which came out this past March. And she's done work with Sleaford Mods, has been touring a bit. Hopefully we get her on this side of the pond very soon. But Billy No Mates, very much one to watch, and that is the Greg Zapata guarantee. I bang my fist for emphasis. And what did we have before that? Before that we had Beastie Boys, Root Down, and the Rolling Stones with Dead Flowers from Sticky Fingers. And before we get into this next song is a long one, but it requires a bit of backstory. I've recently finished a biography of the Indian artist Ravi Shankar called Indian Sun by Oliver Krask, and it is fantastic, and more than just a story of the man and the world in which he traveled and his friendships with, you know, he gets stories about George Harrison, he gets stories about Philip Glass, and you also get to learn about the cultural moment in which Indian music, a musical form older than most countries on this planet, started to get a toehold in Western culture. Paint It Black, Norwegian Wood, so on and so forth. And one of the bands that really did take notice was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, based out of the United States. And this is the title track to their second album, East West. And they really play with the raga style. And how Ravi Shankar would perform a raga is that it was usually a three-instrument setup. You would have Ravi on the sitar, of course, and then you would have the percussion, the tabla, which is similar to the bongos, and you would usually have Ala Raka, one of the greatest tabla players, holding things up on that end. And then you would have a drone in the background, and that would either be a tanpura or perhaps a saro if you're feeling feisty, but they are also stringed instruments. The tempura looks a lot like a sitar, and it gives a nice drone in the background. And what the Paul Butterfield Blues Band do in this song is that you have the lead guitar doing the work of the sitar, kind of setting the paces as far as the rhythm goes. Then you have the bass and the drums playing the role of the tabla. And then you would have the rhythm guitar, and you would also have an organ, and occasionally Paul Butterfield's harmonica acting as the drone of the tempura or the sarod. And there's a anecdote in Indian Sun when Philip Glass was just starting out. He was a production assistant, and he was working on a album with Ravi Shankar and Ala Raka, and he was trying to write down the notation because Indian notation is different than Western notation with the do, re, mi, fa, so. And he was asking Ala Raka over and over if this approximation on his graph paper made any sense. And all Ala Raka would say over and over was that all the notes are equal. All the notes are equal. Philip Glass did not know what he was talking about. And eventually it clicked, and Philip Glass said, all the notes are equal, and all Raka could do was nod and smile. Now, is this Western approximation of the Eastern sound, you know, faithful? I could not tell you. All I know is that it's a great, long, sort of love letter to the form, and it deserves as much place in Western musical history as your Painted Blacks and your Norwegian Woods. But anyway, enough of my blather. Here is the Paul Butterfield Blues Band with another really long raga, East West.
Thank you.
How was that? What I love about that song is that in addition to playing with the with the raga structure where all the instrumentalists are kind of egging one another on and building the sound upward, upward, and upward. You can also hear the roots of acid rock, and from acid rock, all the variations on rock and roll that sprung beyond that. And I, of course, speak of prog, and then the reaction against the big sound with punk, which brought it back to a 1950s footing in a way. But anyway, that was Paul Butterfield Blues Band, East West, a really fantastic song by a band that deserves more recognition. I mean, the first two albums are great, but there's so much more beyond that. And maybe I'll talk more about that at a later date. And speaking and I spoke earlier of new artists I was very excited about. We'll get to that in a second. But first, it's the pause for the cause. It's the legally mandated PSA, don't you know?
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or two arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So, new artists. Well, newish, but new enough. New artists. They're new artists. In 2018, the band Snail Mail, fronted by Lindsay Jordan, released the album Lush, and it was a real sensation on the indie scene, don't you know? And the album got a lot of play. Head of steam started building around this act, and all of a sudden, nothing. There, after a series of shows and then quarantine kicks in, there was not a peep from Lindsay Jordan and Snail Mail. The people were getting restless. There were riots in the streets, melee and commotion. Some of that may not have happened, but there was a desire for new Snail Mail music. And wouldn't you know it, back in early October, we got a few new singles, including the one that I'm going to play. And it is the title track to the second album by Snail Mail, which came out a few weeks ago, and it's a very, very fine album, and I'm very happy to be able to play, you know, this station, this show's small part in heralding the proud return of Snail Mail and Lindsay Jordan. Take a listen.
Let's go be alone where no one can see us, honey. Careful in that room, those parasitic cameras, don't they stop to stare at you? Can't love first both, you've gotta live and I gotta go.
The risk you have to take, and I'll be
At the start, we had Valentine by Snail Mail, which is the title track to their second album, which came out last week. And let me tell you, it's good, folks. And we also had two from BBC live albums, The Delgados with their cover of Matthew and Son, and The Wedding Present with California, which I believe was a Peel session. And speaking of new bands, one more time, a band that I've become very fond of over the past couple of years is Idols from Bristol. And they have a fourth album, which just came out, called Crawler. And this was the lead single that they released. And I saw them perform this at the Royale not too long ago. And it's a great song, and it proves that they can do more than just being loud and fast. They can also be loud and slow, or soft and slow, and still make you think. And this is a song they wrote about a concert venue in Cleveland, Ohio. And it's just fantastic. Take a listen.
Damage! Damage! c'est tellement nouvelle cette chanson française qu'il faut que je lis toutes les paroles parce que elle vient de la faire il y a 3 jours. Elle a seulement 3 jours. Et c'est pour ça que j'ai les paroles ici. Mais je vous promets que depuis aujourd'hui, elle va être très populaire en France. Vous voyez. Je pense.
La mer qu'on voit danser les longues des côtés a des reflets d'argent. La mer des reflets changeants sous la pluie. Avec les anges subir la mer, bergerie d'azur, infini, oh yeah. Voyez, près des étangs. Le long des golfes clairs et des chansons d'amour, la mer, oh, a bercé mon cœur pour la vie, la vie.
Oui, merci. Avant de finir, je voudrais bien que vous...
And that's Julio Iglesias right there with La Mer, a song perhaps best known to some as Bobby Darin's Beyond the Sea. Before that was Ween, Bananas and Blow, and Idols, the Beachland Ballroom, from the new album Crawler, which is, you know what? It's fantastic. It shows that they can move along and switch up the styles, but stay true to what brought them all together in the first place. And we like that, don't we, on Great Songs But Nothing Good? Yeah, we do. But it's that time where we must say goodbye, and so... I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in to WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned. There's a lot of great programming coming your way. And we'll be back next week with more of the same, except slightly different.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
6h, début, il fait 6h du